was feeling low, depressed and alone, drifting through the hours like a shadow in my own home. Not being of any worth, I preferred being alone. Not comfortable around people anymore. I watched the skies, UFO stories spinning, wondering if they came from other galaxies, or if my faith would say they were demons in the dark. Sleep wouldn't come, tears rose up in me like a tide. I couldn't hold back. All of a sudden, I felt you near. Someone reaching in to comfort me. Who are you? And why have you reached out to me? You cried out to me, so I came. That is our way. That is our way. You cried out to me, so I came. May your own.
I found myself standing on a planet of land and sea, where it was always light and warm against the skin. The air was thick, dense and humid, almost liquid as it moved around me. It felt like mist, yet everything was clear. I sensed their throats held glands like tonsils, drawing oxygen from the heavy air. How are we talking? I asked you in my mind. It is a transfer, ideas and imagery, feelings conveyed, that's how. My language now, no more than I would understand yours. If you want to greet someone, does it have to be verbal? No, just a hand move back and forth, or a nod, and hello is understood. You cry.
My unspoken question about other life forms, and he chose the right person, the right being to bring me comfort. What was fear?
turned into inquiry, then excitement's been wonder. Thoughts racing, images flooding. I wanted to record it before it slipped away. You cried out to me, so I came. That is our way, that is our way. You cried out to me, so I came. Now you're on.
Come through to you cry.